electronic version.
Here, this is the most correct.
I'd like to call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Meridian Development Corporation to order, starting off with roll call. Member Bassalone?
Here.
Member Winder?
Here.
Member Byrd?
Here.
Member Fitzgerald? Member Zamzo? Member Beard?
Here.
Jensen? Member Barrett?
Here.
Council Lakey?
Here.
And Administrator Schmidt?
Here.
Item number three is confirming or modifying the agenda.
Mr. Chair.
Member Winder.
I move we approve the agenda as published.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next item is approving the consent agenda, the minutes of August 26, 2015 regular meeting, and the 2015 administrator's reports for August. Mr. Chair.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Moving into item number five, sub-recipient agreement for facade improvements of 140 East Idaho Avenue and the corresponding resolution. And on this item, I will not abstain. Accuse myself.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. This is Resolution 15-038, Resolution of the Board of Commissioners of the Urban Renewal Agency approving the recipient agreement attached here to as Exhibit A between the Meridian Development Corporation and November Whiskey Properties LLC, Idaho Limited Liability Company for use of MDC Facade Improvement Program grant funds, authorizing the execution of the agreement by Chairman and Vice Chairman, authorizing any technical changes to the agreement, authorizing the Administrator to take all necessary action required to implement the agreement, providing an effective.
Mr. Vice Chairman, no.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I'll just add, Mr. Everts has had the opportunity to review the agreement. He's supportive in the agreement, so we're on the same page there. He is out of the country, I believe, but we'll be back on the 21st, so I advised him we can approve it today and have things done on our end and then get him to sign when he gets back.
We have plans either in or going in for CZC design review yesterday or today. So as soon as we get approval there, we'll submit into the building department permits and start construction. It's already underway.
Thank you. So it's really up to the city, right, Bruce?
No,
no pressure or anything.
Next item, item number six, approval of the RFQ requesting accounting services starting in November. Administrator Squires?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I will amend that it should be an RFP instead of RFQ. We had a late discussion on Friday between legal counsel and myself whether or not it should be qualifications or a proposal. Just for the board's information, our accountant will be moving to North Carolina in November. She has committed to doing the financials through the end of October and staying for the audit our first week of November. So basically what we are going out for is a request for proposals for the exact same duties as Terry has been performing. You can find those on page 21 underneath purpose. Basically it requires reconciliation of all bank accounts of MDC, generate monthly reports for board meeting review and any other reports as requested by the administrator. This shall include the monthly income statement, balance sheet, loan account reconciliation, report of budget year categories to reflect actual year-to-date expenditures and remaining budget by line item, and assist administrator with the preparation for and compilation of all data necessary to complete the annual audit, public records request, and the annual budgeting process. So we've kept that the same. On page 27, you will notice the evaluation criteria, and Council Lakey and I took a stab at this last week and wanted to put this in front of the board in terms of criteria and how we would weight the proposals that we've received. The five criteria that we've come to is: one, adherence to the RFP instructions with 5 points, relevant experience and success in providing accounting services to public entities at 40 points, experience with public entities providing public audit services at 35 points, the number, location, availability of qualified personnel at 10, and cost at 10. So we'd like to open that up for discussion. If there's changes or you think we should weight these a little bit differently, we're happy to make those accommodations.
My opinion, I think they're weighted appropriately, like the subject heading, points allocated to each.
Mr. Chair, I don't have a question about the RFP proposal. I have about transition. Will Terry be able to help with the transition?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman, basically the goal is to have this an agreement approved with the CPA by the middle of October, which would allow for opportunity for a transition and also allow for opportunity for them to participate in the audit as well too, and just make sure that they understand that process. And then with Terry being available through the first week of November, she can assist with the first round of checks and other reports that are needed for the November meeting.
Perfect. Actually, the right timing of all year long.
Yes.
And certainly, I'm sure our finance director can work with them as well. She's served as treasurer for some time.
So, Mr. Chairman, the dates, just so you all understand the timeline, we would issue the request for proposal September 14th, which is next Monday. The RFP responses would be due on September 28th. The executive committee will meet to rank the responses, and I have that as of October 2nd, and final contract approval by MDC on October 14th. This would also give us a little bit of leeway if we wanted to bring them in for interviews.
Is the financial side structured, or is it even being asked of in this RFP?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman?
The costs for their services?
Mr. Chairman, we do have a line item. Council Lakey and I did discuss we have not placed that number in the RFP. We wanted to see what proposals we would get and then do the negotiation at that time, just in case the cost may come in lower.
And our current setup is hourly services.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
So there's a resolution associated with this, Council. Would you read the resolution?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Resolution 15-039, Resolution of Board of Commissioners of the Interfinancial Agency in Meridian, Iowa, approving the issuance of a request for proposal for accounting services, authorizing any technical changes to the RFP, authorizing the administrator to take all necessary action required to issue and implement the RFP, and providing an effective date.
Mr. Chair, Member Winder, I move to approve Resolution 15-039. Record by Council.
Second. We'll do a roll call vote. Member Bassel?
Aye.
Member Winder?
Aye.
Member Burr?
Aye.
Member DeVere?
Aye.
Member Baird?
Aye.
Resolution carries. I have never heard you read a resolution so excited like you did on that one. Something about accounting services.
There's a reason I didn't major in accounting. Maybe that's
it. Moving on to something more exciting, Public Relations Committee update. Member Barrett.
Mr. Chairman, the Public Relations Committee has met. They've reviewed the proposed marketing plan as well as three proposed logos. The committee is still trying to make a determination on which logo they want to bring before the board. The marketing plan looks very reasonable. So we're obviously Kit and Callie are not here, and I'm not exactly sure the opinion of Callie in terms of the logo that the committee wants to bring to the board. So the committee could leave it to the board to bring all three logos. I recall that the last direction was to just bring one. So there's a little bit more deliberation that needs to occur. We have sought, or at least I have sought, some public comment on the logos. So it's just kind of narrowing things down. So the intent is to have a recommendation for the board at the next meeting. Ashley, correct me if there's anything that I missed.
No, I would just add, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that we couldn't go wrong with any of the three logos. I think the board will be pleased.
Wow. Say wow in comparison to our last experience.
Well, I'm going to say just bring one, because if you bring more, we'll take a couple 3 months between the seven of us or whatever it is to decide too. So just bring one.
Sounds cynical. That sounds cynical.
What's the involvement of other agencies?
I've sought some comment from the chamber staff. There's the potential to bring it to the steering committee if necessary. I'm a little bit leery about involving too many people. Too many people is always good for comment, but not necessarily good for action. So, unless directed otherwise, I believe the GPR committee will have a decision for the board.
Calvin, was Joe as the president of DBA? Was he?
He has not been, to my knowledge, he has not been brought in.
Has he had any input on
the? He has not.
I would suggest soliciting.
Yeah, very good. I can make that happen.
Any other comments? Thank you, Member Barrett. Wow, we're already to upcoming committee meetings.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the last page of your packet is, it's a very lengthy list. This go around on both sides. I'll just call out some of the special meetings. Well, the first tomorrow is the Youth Farmers Market here at City Hall from 4:30 to 7:30. On Friday, we have a steering committee. The where has changed. It will be at the Children's Theater at 703 North Main. For some of the members of the board, just a reminder, we do have media training on Friday afternoon with Oral Communications. We do have committee meetings for wayfinding and signage and parking next week. Also next week is Meridian Business Days from 8 to noon on Friday the 18th. And September 21st, that Monday, we have our next Urban Renewal Legislative Committee. If anyone's interested, please let me know, and I'll make sure you get a copy of the agenda and the location of that meeting. And also on the 22nd of September, I have registered myself and Commissioner Winder for the Chamber's Economic Excellence Breakfast. If anyone else would like to attend on behalf of MDC, please let me know, and I'll get you registered.
Mr. Chair. Our company bought a table for that event, too.
Okay.
I forgot we talked about doing that, so I don't know if somebody else wants to use the ticket that you purchased for me.
Okay.
If that's available to anyone that they'd like to go.
Come.
I would do that. Sorry about that, Ash.
No worries.
Thank you. My daughter has been fiercely making jewelry.
I made zucchini bread,
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
I know this isn't an MDC activity, but it is a downtown activity. And the Treasure Valley Youth Theater this coming Friday and Saturday is having their End of the Woods Junior production at Centennial High School. And if it's anything, and this, these are the older children, the 13 to 18 year olds performing. And if it's anything like the young children did a couple of weeks ago, it's going to be fantastic if anyone can get to it.
Where's that going to be, Dan?
Centennial High School.
Item number 9 is the council's report.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Administrator's report?
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Chairman's report. I have nothing to add today. Public comment?
Good job. Short meeting.
And entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This is